It is sad but true that for years, some people have been using storm drains to dispose of their wastes. Some people see storm drains as free, convenient trash cans. But the truth is, it has never really been free. Our environment has actually been paying the price all this time. Storm sewer systems aren't like sanitary sewers. Sanitary sewers take waste from bathrooms and kitchens and clean them up by sedimentation, filtration, and disinfection. Storm sewers, on the other hand, do not treat or clean up anything passing through them. Storm sewers are just pipes and ditches designed to channel clean stormwater runoff away from urbanized areas. As this harmless tracer dye demonstrates, everything that enters a storm drainage system is eventually discharged into a stream, river, lake, or bay in exactly the same form as it entered. The same would be true if this was trash, oil, paint, garbage, chemicals, or whatever. In many urbanized areas of the U.S. today, polluted stormwater runoff and snowmelt is the number one cause of surface water pollution. One of the responsibilities of municipalities that operate storm sewer systems is to prevent what the EPA calls illicit discharges. Illicit discharges are any discharges of non-stormwater, which is virtually anything that didn't originally fall from the sky, into or through the storm sewer. When illicit discharges enter surface waters, they can injure or kill wildlife. They can suffocate plants and fish, destroy breeding and nesting areas, make game fish inedible, cause algal blooms that consume the oxygen in the water and make the water unsafe for swimming or recreation. Illicit discharges can also cause beach closures and have been responsible for temporary shutdowns of drinking water treatment plants. Remember that for most Americans, stormwater runoff is the main source of our drinking water. Many of us see one of the most common sources of illicit discharges every day. Trash that didn't quite make it into an outdoor dumpster or trash can. See these? They're called floatables. Because paper, plastic, cardboard, packing materials, and the like float on the runoff, they're easily washed into the nearest storm drain inlet by the next storm. Liquids being disposed in an outdoor trash can or dumpster are also illicit discharges. Unless those containers are lidded or covered and leak tight, that dumpster juice will make it into the nearest storm drain with the next rain. You may have seen or heard about other bad practices, like dumping used motor oil, engine coolant, or cigarette butts onto the street or down the storm drain. Like rinsing soapy water, even biodegradable soapy water, from a car washing area into the street. Like cleaning floor mats, filters, paintbrushes, screens, mops, or other items outdoors. Then think about all the driveways, parking areas, and sidewalks that get hosed down. That wastewater follows gravity right into our storm drains. And that dirty wash water that carpet cleaners and auto detailers discharge onto driveways and streets, where do you think that winds up? Using a storm drain to dispose of unwanted garden chemicals like fertilizers or pesticides. Or for pet wastes, leaves, grass clippings, or car ashtrays, is just like dumping these wastes right into the nearest stream or river. Everyone in town has a responsibility to dispose of wastes properly. In the trash for solid wastes, down the sanitary sewer for sanitary wastes, in the yard for car wash water, at the nearest household hazardous waste facility for hazardous wastes, but never, never down a storm drain or into the street. Then, we all have a further responsibility to help stop any illicit discharge from occurring anytime or anywhere. Our role in this is, first, by telling our family and friends about illicit discharges and the harm they cause to the environment. Then, on top of that, we can all stay alert to spot and report illicit discharges occurring in our neighborhoods. The best place to spot an illicit discharge is at its source, at the inlet, catch basin, drainage channel, or ditch where it first enters the storm sewer. The tricky part is, more often than not, no one actually sees an illicit discharge occurring. Illicit dischargers are often called midnight dumpers. All they leave is evidence of past practices. To spot this evidence, be on the lookout for things like stains on storm drain inlets and in open drainage channels. Used oil, paint, radiator coolant, and many other pollutants leave easy-to-spot discoloration. Another dead giveaway is empty containers on or near a storm drain inlet or by the roadside. Those containers were probably emptied into the storm drain. If you see a pipe or a hose leading into a storm drain, someone probably uses it to dispose of waste frequently. In fact, just about any small diameter, open-ended pipe that appears to discharge onto a driveway, street, or drainage ditch could be a source, especially pipes that are seen to be flowing in dry weather. Illicit discharges can also be spotted at outfalls. Outfalls are where storm drainage systems discharge into surface waters. The outfall may be an open pipe, culvert, or ditch. The first suspicious thing to look for when observing a storm drainage outfall is again that dry weather flow. Most outfalls should be dry during extended periods of dry weather. While there are some allowable non-stormwater discharges, like groundwater in areas with high water tables, most outfalls should not be flowing more than 2 or 3 days after the last rainfall. If stormwater is flowing at an outfall, one important sign to watch for is the appearance of the water. Pure stormwater or snowmelt is clear and bright. If the discharge has any color, if it is dark or cloudy, or if it has a persistent foam or scum floating on top, that is not just stormwater. Runoff contaminated with raw sewage often has a gray, greasy appearance. Runoff with gasoline in it may show a rainbow sheen. If you see this multicolored pattern, there's something more than stormwater in that outfall. An outfall that is bubbling, foaming, or giving off visible vapors, that's always a really bad sign. Another thing to look for is the vegetation around the outfall. If nothing grows there, it may have been killed by herbicides or other chemicals in the runoff. Then there's the odor. Outfalls should not have any smell. A raw sewage smell could be from a leaking or clogged sanitary sewer line which passes above or near a storm drainage pipe. This is a very common problem in older urban areas where sanitary sewer pipes may be 50 or even 100 years old. Also, if you smell a rotten or rancid smell at an outfall, that could indicate dumping of food wastes or garbage. If you detect any of these signs, they may be the results of past and, if allowed to continue, future illicit discharges into our surface waters. So, now you know all about illicit discharges, the damage they do to the environment, what they look like, and how to spot them at their source or at an outfall. You can help stop stormwater pollution by picking up ordinary trash like floatables and leaves from curbs, streets, and especially around storm drains. Then dispose of that trash properly. But do not try to pick up or even touch any containers, boxes, or bags, or anything you cannot identify. They could be hazardous. You can also help by staying alert for any illicit discharges, such as liquid waste being disposed in a public park or a puddle of dumpster juice. If you see something like this, note the date, time, and place, and take a photo if possible. But as you now know, most of the time all that remains is evidence of past discharges, something you see or smell. But still, the same procedures apply. Note the date, time, and location, and take a photo. This applies to any of those unknown containers, boxes, or bags also. And, now this is really important, report any obvious or suspicious discharges to your local stormwater authority. They will go to work to eliminate the discharge. Once the immediate problem has been dealt with, the authority will try to trace back to the source of the discharge and put a stop to it. When they have been informed of the damage their illicit discharges cause, almost everyone quickly makes the changes necessary to eliminate the problem. In the worst cases, the municipality has the legal authority to compel illicit dischargers to clean up their act. If you have any information about possible illicit discharges, call your local public works or engineering department, or just call the main number for your city, town, or county and ask who's responsible for stormwater. Are you ready to help?